So welcome to DX Talks, another great episode with great content, great value. We're super happy to have guests from all over the world joining DX Talks. And this time, none other than our good friends from Matrix 42, where we will be discussing a lot about IT service management, digital transformation, and beyond. I'll be joined by a dear friend, Volkan will be explaining how and what is the story of Matrix 42, and on top, how can someone be a hero one day and going to zero the other day. So with that, let me welcome Volkan directly to the DX Talks. Welcome to DX Talks, Volkan, if you don't mind introducing yourself so that...
Yeah, sure. Thank you, Rudy, for giving me a chance to discuss this important, you know, subject. Especially it is important for, you know, service management, digital transformation and other processes. So it's so important. So I am Volkan from Matrix 42. So I have been in the IT industry for more than 17 years, having a technical background. I have worked as a sales manager, account manager in important integrators and operators. Now I work as a country sales manager responsible for Turkey at Matrix 42.
Yeah, perfect, perfect. Thank you. You know, can you tell us a little bit more on the general story of, you know, how can one be a hero one day and a zero the other day? Just yeah. In generalities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially when you look at the, you know, IT service management process, change management, you know, problem management, keeping the, you know, assets together, you know, checking the risks, mitigating the risks. So you have to be careful with your next step. So when someday you are a hero, but if you have a big mistake, especially it is important when it comes to, you know, we will discuss change management and also...
Exactly. Can you tell us more a little bit about change management and how, why is it important?
Yeah. Why it's important? As you know, change is inevitable for the organization. As you know, new technologies emerge, customer needs are changing. Processes need to be optimized. So simply implementing a change isn't enough. So to ensure a smooth, you know, transition and maximize the benefits, we need an effective change management. So imagine launching a new software system critical for, you know, your business. So without a proper change management, employees might not understand how it works, resist using it, or can make some mistakes during the transition. So it can cause some, you know, decreased productivity, errors, and wasted resources. So in the change management, if we say, for example, an effective change management, all employees, all stakeholders can should understand, accept, and actively participate in the change. So also it helps you to mitigate the risks, unplanned or poor change management, you know, plan or procedures can cause, you know, disruptive or, you know, expensive solutions, especially results. So you have to understand the steps properly, you have to mitigate the risks. So you have to see the potential risk upfront, so that you have to take a proactive action. So that these are very important, you know, steps. So we have to figure out.
Exactly. So a robust change management process is really critical for mitigating risks. Why is it really that critical? And why ensuring successful implementation, especially with, you know, it's very complex today. IT service management solutions like Matrix, ESM could help a lot. Can you shed some light on this?
Yeah, it's a great question. So Change management can be seen as a safety net for organizational transition. So for a well-defined process, help to identify the problems before even happens. So for example, when a company is migrating a new software system, so a robust change management process would involve analyzing potential risk, for example, with data loss during the migration. So with this awareness, you can take a proactive action, for example, develop mitigation risk strategies, for example, like data backups, recovery procedures to minimize any disruptions. So it goes beyond, identifying risk only. So you have to prioritize based on, likelihood and the potential impact. So you have to focus on the critical risks, and you have to focus on the, biggest potential problems. Also, we are discussing about, change management procedure, we shouldn't forget the human factor. So also you have to keep a clear channel, clear communication channel with all stakeholders. So they have to understand what is the change, how it impacts the work. So they have to be ready to adapt and avoid errors. So not only communication, also training and other things are really important. Ensuring a successful implementation, when dealing this kind of procedures, we need a powerful tool like our Matrix 42 ESM solution. So with this solution, you can define well-defined change management procedures. So it is more critical. So it is like a roadmap. When if you look at the solution tree, it is not only change management. So you have to deal with the problem management, incident management at the background, problem project management. So you have to take care of your assets. You have to keep your CMDB, change management data base, protected. So there are some steps. Yeah, you are using such a powerful tool like our ESM tool. But for example, you have to make first a detailed planning and risk assessment. So you have to form a request, a detailed change request in this documentation. There should be some info about desired modification, its purpose, potential impact. After that, you have to make an impact analysis. Yeah, you are making this change, but what is the upcoming impact? So it is another important thing. So also while this impact analysis, so you are also making an upfront and proactive action and taking proper actions for mitigation strategies. So it is also important. While doing this, as I said before, clear communication with all stakeholders is really important. Training, support, before change, for example, testing procedure. Also, another important thing is change approval. Also, you are making the change, but who will approve it? So the clear roles, responsibilities are needed. After the change is done, the implementation and monitoring period is also important. So, and for example, the change of the project is finished, so you have to get some lessons learned also. So we are very comfortable that with a proper, for example, a value added solution like our ESM, we can figure out, all these procedures, all these workflows, all these steps, according to the ITIL processes. So we are using a unique authority, and we can combine with other third-party solutions, and you can follow the steps, properly, and it is helping you also. We can discuss later. To take proactive actions and to keep you in a safe zone. This is really important.
Yeah, thank you, Vurgan. It's really interesting the points that you have raised, and that brings me to our zero section. Can you describe a specific example of unauthorized changes that have impacted organizations, and how we can, you know, help those people don't fall a victim? In the end of the day, they are a victim of themselves or a victim of an error, where here Matrix is helping out to make sure that also those are based on categories, based on standards, based on process, procedures, and so on.
Yeah. There are actually many use cases for this. When you are making implementations, you are facing little surprises, as you know. For example, a past scenario can highlight the importance of, you know, robust security measures and robust security change. For example, imagine also we face this problem. Imagine a company is using our ESM tool for automated device configuration. So they deploy a security update all across the, you know, laptops. However, an employee with an local admin rights, so it's bypassing one machine within the ESM ecosystem and disabling a key security component with this update. So the consequences can be really critical. For example, this disabling a security component can cause, you know, malware attacks, data breaches, and other potential risks and problems that can cause you a significant, you know, financial losses. There is a fact that according to one of the Gartner reports, cost of unauthorized change can be reaching up to 5,600 per hour per minute. Sorry, you didn't hear wrong. So only 1 minute you can lose more than 5,000. Imagine that in 1 hour you will be, you know, you can be losing more than $300,000 dollars. So it is really important. Also, it is not only the, you know, the cost. Also, you are losing your time. So, for example, with this security problem, the configurations become inconsistent. So it is making for life for IT team is really hard, because imagine that you are trying to investigate an unauthorized change in the asset, but you are not aware of it. So you are trying to find out what is the problem. So it can cause many violations and also fines. So fortunately, we have our ESM tool, so we can easily address this concern. So configuration management establish a baseline for all devices. If there is any change in the configuration or the asset, we can raise a red flag in the system so that they can easily track this unauthorized change and take action. Also, we have some audit logs, so we can monitor who is connected, who is making change with username, timestamp, and so on. Also, we are using role-based access. So these are important features. So whenever an unauthorized change happens, you can see who did it, and you can raise a flag so that you can easily track and stop this, you know, breach or other risk by proactive action.
Yeah. Thank you for this. I think the tool could be a lifesaver also.
Yeah.
And so, you mentioned that it tracks, it records, it keeps all the versions. How does it do that? Do you mind explaining a little bit further?
Yeah. Actually, also we are not providing ESM only. The other important thing is, you know, unifying endpoint management also here comes. So also you are using asset management, software asset management. So with these solutions, you have visibility on the system. So you are making continuous monitoring. So it is like, you know, taking a blueprints each device. So if any change of the asset or configuration, you can set a red flag, and you can catch this unauthorized change, the first step. The other step, as I said before, we are auditing, so we are acting a logbook, so you can easily track who did this, when, and you can easily track what's going on the system. The other thing is real-time alert. So we can raise like a fire alarm if there is an asset change, if there is a potential risk on the system. So it is another important thing. So also reconciliation process is really important. As you know, we are in a world of digital transformation. So imagine that you have an ESM tool, but you are making all the things manually. Okay, but where is automation? So it is really important because it is making your life easier. So when we set workflow procedures, thresholds one time, after that, all the, all the transactions, transitions, or alerts, monitoring, all mechanism are in an automated way. It is really important. And also while doing this, we are using another important tool, Secure Discovery and Dependency Mapping, SDDM solution. It is also within ESM solution. So it is another step. So we are continuously discovering new devices and maps their dependencies within the network. So this allows IT team to keep all a full visibility on the system, on the assets. So by correlating this information with the change, configuration change, IT team can easily get an insight with the potential unauthorized asset change. Also, it is also helping to keep our configuration management database from inaccurate data or any manipulation or change. So it's really important. Also, yeah. One thing, we are not moving or taking action alone. So we can make easily critical integration with, for example, event management CM solutions. So whenever you raise a flag, you can easily, raise an event, a critical event, so that our CM or SOAR system or remediation system can take action and can, stop this, breach or problem or risk. So it is an important also integration feature that we have.
Yeah, and then safeguarding now that hero to remain a hero. This is where the automation can be leveraged to streamline the process and identify potentially reversing those even unauthorized changes where it's happening. Was it authorized or unauthorized? What do you think about this, and how is Matrix really helping to help that hero remains a hero?
Yeah, it is also important. So when we talk about these, all automations, all the features, it is kind of, keeping a, constant watchful eye on the system. Yeah, we are, following the, ITIL processes. We are keeping, all the system monitoring, and we are trying to, CMDB in safe. But with the automated procedure, with workflow processes, we are keeping also not the change, but all the processes, service IT services processes in safety. So it is so important. So also with role-based access, with relevant application or procedures. Also, we are helping out to keep the system and to prevent a person coming, becoming from hero to zero. So, because it is only depends on a quick or a small mistake. So we have to keep all the system in safe, no matter what.
Yeah. Thank you for that. And then any last recommendation? We have a small question and then that's it for us. You know, don't forget to download the top 10 ebook that we have provided previously in the chat. You can download it at any point of time. It's really an amazing tool for you guys to be able to handle this ebook. For your info, it has a lot of great info. Here we go. I deliver it to you to end this episode. It's yours. Here we go.
Okay, thank you. There are some, you know, critical resources. For example, Gartner, Security Blocks, you know, NIST and other things, so that customers can keep them, you know, informed about the last, you know, attacks and trends. But another important thing we provide, especially with UEM, is really important. So you know what's going on. You know the, you know, the security manners, you know, outside. But are your system, operating system, applications are ready for it? So it is really important to keep them with the patch management, your software distribution. So if there is any insecurity, you are taking action very quickly. So imagine that it is a, you know, whole a big ecosystem. Not you are not covering only, you know, change management is can solve your problem, but you have to provide a proper solution with, you know, IT service management. Also, for example, you have to check licenses, their compliance, their usage, software asset management, UEM, endpoint protection. Yeah, it's a bundled solution. So you have to choose a proper solution. You have to choose your, you know, your processes, procedures accurately, and you have to follow the steps correctly. After that, you will be in a safe zone. So there is no, you know, there is no need to worry about becoming a zero again. You can be easily hero. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Volkan, for your time and being with us today. I think that was an amazing talk about, you know, safeguarding IT, safeguarding the enterprise, safeguarding the assets. I have a small question. Is change management linked with other practices within M42, ITSM? I don't know if you can answer it.
Yeah. As said before, so we are compliant with the ITIL processes. So we are working together with all our solutions. Like, for example, if you are using a change management, it is also is valuable for project management. So it is also valuable for asset management, also license management and SCDM. So they are all together, and it is our chance that we can provide all the solution in a single platform, and you can see what's going on only from a one sample GUI, and you can be in the safe zone for the rest of the, you know, processes, you know, and IT services.
Yeah, with that, thank you for your time. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you for making the hero stay a hero. With that, I'd like to thank you and thank Matrix 42 for being with us.
Thank you. On this thank you, Rudy. Uh-huh. If anyone has any question, they can directly contact me or you. I will be happy to answer that. Okay, thank you.
You can reach them at Matrix42, MEA at Matrix42, or directly through LinkedIn or on the description below also, where we will be forwarding any questions or comments, because there will be people watching this later on. So with that, I'd like to say thank you and see you soon.
Thank you. It was a pleasure. Take care. Bye-bye.